Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stock.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Kerry Kupick is a spokesperson for the DOJ, and they announced this past Wednesday that following a review by the DOJ Criminal Division, it was determined that President Trump did not violate any campaign finance laws, and they have concluded the matter. We're talking about the whistleblower incident. And, of course, the Trump critics are just going, they're just beside themselves over this. I could see how this could complicate things for the House Democrats, you know, given that they were so anxious to finally do something because they're always needing to do something that they jumped all over this without waiting to see the transcript before announcing their plans to impeach the president. After the transcript of President Trump's July 25th phone conversation with Ukraine's new president, Volodymyr Zelensky, was released, the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 150 points. Now, Trump has been cleared of wrongdoing. But the release of the transcript sets an ominous precedent. Because no president should have to worry about his private comments to world leaders being made public. World leaders will hesitate to share honestly with the U.S. president in the future if they think there's a chance they're going to be broadcast. But for the Democrats, nothing matters more than taking down Trump. Go take a look at the full transcript if you haven't checked it out yet. Trump and Zelensky appeared to get along famously. It was a very friendly phone call. At one point during the call, Trump did ask Zelensky to look into the Biden affair. He did so once, not eight times, as was initially reported. Here's what President Trump said. Good, because I heard you had a prosecutor who was very good and he was shut down, and that's really unfair. A lot of people are talking about that, the way they shut your very good prosecutor down, and you had some very bad people involved. Mr. Giuliani is a highly respected man. He was the mayor of New York City, a great mayor, and I would like him to call you. I will ask him to call you along with the attorney general. Rudy very much knows what's happening, and he's a very capable guy. If you could speak to him, that would be great. The former ambassador from the United States, the woman, was bad news. And the people she was dealing with in the Ukraine were bad news. So I just wanted to let you know that. The other thing, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution, so if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me. Burisma's leaders weren't hiring Hunter Biden because they thought that he was experienced or capable, because he was neither. He was hired because he was the son of the vice president of the United States, and company leadership believed that his connections would be helpful, maybe even profitable to them. Trump also asked Zelensky to look into what sounds like a reference to the DNC server. This is unclear. Trump may have heard a report or a rumor that the server is located in the Ukraine. This might be information that AG William Barr or Prosecutor John Durham are looking for in their investigations of the origins of the Russia probe. From the president, he says, I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. I'd like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. They say CrowdStrike. I guess you have one of your wealthy people. The server, they say Ukraine has it. There are a lot of things that went on. The whole situation, I think you're surrounding yourself with some of the same people. I would like to have the Attorney General call you or your people, and I'd like you to get to the bottom of it. As you said yesterday, the whole nonsense ended with a very poor performance by a man named Robert Mueller. An incompetent performance, but they say a lot of it started with Ukraine. Whatever you can do, it's very important that you do it if that's possible. Neither of those comments, you know, world leaders work with each other. They ask favors of each other. They have to do that. That's why they're world leaders. There's not that many of them. If you take them all and put them in a room, I bet you it wouldn't fill up a big room. So neither of these comments constitute a basis for impeachment. But that's not going to stop the Democrats from trying. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said the transcript confirms the need for an impeachment inquiry for a president who's tried to make lawlessness a virtue in America and now is exporting it abroad. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff had an equally ludicrous response. He said this is a classic mafia-like shakedown of a foreign leader. And CNN's headline says, transcript shows Trump pushed Ukraine to investigate Biden. Then, fortunately, from the Wall Street Journal, we get Kimberly Strassel. She puts a little sanity into the coverage. On Twitter, she says, having read DOJ's Trump-Ukraine release, here's the real story. This is another internal attempt to take out a president on the basis of another non-smoking gun. As to call transcript itself, Trump's actual favors that Ukraine look backward to what happened in the 2016 election. This is a legitimate ask, since election meddling looks like to have come from both Russia and Ukraine. Indeed, this is a big enough issue that we find out this morning that U.S. Attorney John Durham is looking at what role the Ukraine played in the FBI investigation. It is actually Zelensky who brings up Rudy Giuliani, saying they can't wait to meet him, and it is Zelensky who references that investigation as he goes on to promise that all investigations will be done openly and candidly. Trump says good and expresses worries that a good prosecutor was shut down, mentions Biden's son and that Biden bragged he stopped the prosecution, ends that bit with, it sounds horrible to me. Trump's several references to Giuliani are mostly to say what a great guy he is. He says he will have Giuliani and A.G. Barr call. He asked Zelensky to speak with, work with both, and never mind because DOJ in statement says the president has not spoken to AG about investigating Biden, has not asked the AG to contact Ukraine. Also, Barr has not communicated with Ukraine on this or any subject. Meanwhile, the IG back in August referred this to DOJ as potential violation of campaign finance law based on whistleblower complaint. Criminal division evaluated and determined no violation. All relevant components of the department agreed with this legal conclusion. Whistleblower? Look at this nugget, referenced in the OLC opinion. The IG's review found some indicia of a arguable political bias on the part of the complainant in favor of a rival political candidate. Media got all this so wrong, and Democrats look all the more partisan radical to move toward impeachment. Do you remember when in the DOJ career prosecutor, I think his last name was Abrams, he was the one prosecuting all of those Black Panthers who were trying to intimidate voters. And they had all been referred to this, and then that got shut down by the Obama administration. Do you remember that? You remember that one? You know, just looking at the conversation, it seems like everything's good to go between our president and Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky. That's what world leaders do. They get along. We want them to get along. So, yeah, this is going to be a bunch of theater. And we'll see if it goes beyond an inquiry. Right now they're all making impeachment noise. He's got to go. Everybody wants him impeached. Can't tell you why, but, you know, he's got to go. So, you know, sit back and enjoy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever.
A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So then, for those who are befuddled and beleaguered by climate nonsense, because they're all looking for a reason for it to actually be, you know, valid, they look to Greta Thunberg as if she were another Joan of Arc. Now, those of us who live in reality see her as being hopelessly mired in the arrogance of untruth. Because Greta is a victim here. Greta is having her childhood stolen from her. But it isn't America that's done that. It's her parents who've allowed her to be prostituted in this manner. It's the leftist politicians and their ilk who are milking her youth and gullibility and her hunger for acceptance who've stuck her up there on a tilting pedestal. There's not much that makes me uncomfortable, but watching her get up there and put herself on display makes me as uncomfortable as I can get. Humiliation is rushing at her headlong. And no one is yanking her off the tracks. So, she's being compared to Joan of Arc, so let's explore that comparison, shall we? Just so we know what we're talking about, besides some obscure thing I've heard of that gal. Joan of Arc was martyred in her attempt to free France from English control. She was a devout, if untutored, and illiterate Christian. She was from the age of 13 until her death at 19, sure that she saw visions of saints who told her what she must do, and she was amazingly successful. Her followers, who included King Charles VII, believed in her, young girl in the 15th century, and allowed her to command their troops in battle. One of the first nonfiction books that I remember reading as a kid was entitled Candle in the Sky, and it was a biography of Joan of Arc. Something very unusual was going on with her. And for a lot of people, it's still quite mystifying. She believed so strongly in the divinity of her mission that she let them burn her at the stake. And yet, when you read about it and you sit back and regard it based in through their eyes, I'm unsure what concern God had in France maintaining its sovereignty. But God is the only way to even begin to grasp what happened there. Because he does, after all, control history. Now look at Greta. If God had anything to do with what she's up to, she'd understand that he has already planned a bunch of stuff out, and that in spite of human free will, the world will continue as long as he wants it to. And she would know that saying the world is not a job for mere humans, saving the world, and that we can't possibly be important or powerful enough to alter the carefully tuned workings of this very astounding machine that they call Gaia, and we, you know, the mother, and all, and we, a lot of us just call her Earth. But she knows very little, and what she thinks she knows makes her angry. She shouts at a bunch of adults, "How dare you!" at her audiences, is merely staying alive in this world is something we've all done to offend her. She shouts about mass extinction as if half a degree warming over a century will have us all choking to death in the streets. She moans about missing her childhood and missing school. Joan once said that she would rather be spinning wool at her mother's side than commanding armies. But she didn't scream any accusations at the French people. She just cited her divine mission and went off to war. Even when she was burning to death, she said only two words. Blessed Jesus. Joan actually accomplished what she set out to do. She wanted Charles VII to be recognized as the legitimate heir to the throne. She wanted the English tossed out of France. And that was at the end of the Hundred Years' War, which followed close on the devastation of the Black Plague, and France was nearly destroyed by these two horrors. Historians actually credit her with saving France. Will Greta Thunberg be so credited with anything so grand? Because she hasn't done anything. She has expressed no tenable suggestions about what we should do or undo, let alone say anything substantial in motion. Young people can make a difference. Look at what Boy on Slot, the Dutch boy, has been working on now for several years to design a system that will clean out our oceans, who appears to be succeeding. He's not screaming at anybody. He's accused nobody, nor has he attempted to change the way his fellow humans live. He just went to work, like Joan did. Both Greta and Joan are different from their contemporaries. Greta suffers from autism, Asperger's, and no doubt has to cope with the social rough spots associated with being on that spectrum. Joan had visions. Most people didn't. Our modern secular viewpoint has historians wondering what sort of schizophrenia haunted Joan. But despite her diagnosis going off to war at 16 in the 15th century, had to cause some seriously awkward social situations. In fact, it is said that she requested that Charles supply her with armor, partly because she felt it would protect her from sexual attack. These two young girls, both highly motivated, were set in motion by two very different forces. Greta is terrified. She really believes she's going to be dead in 11 years. Her fear is palpable. And she's infecting thousands of other young people, and fear is only useful for fleeing or fighting. Fear never produces a tangible improvement. Joan was motivated by love. She loved her Savior. She loved her country. She was motivated by duty of both. And she showed very little fear in her short life, and what fear she felt, she controlled. Just before her immolation, she asked two priests to hold a crucifix up for her to stare at as she died. What kind of stone coldness is that? No fear. She was so brave that she struck fear in the hearts of her enemies. The English burned her three times to make sure that nothing was left. This isn't going to happen to Greta. But what awaits her may be worse. She will either live long enough to find out what a fool she was and how people used and abused her, or she will never connect with the reality and will live out her days as frightened as she is now. She doesn't have a happy place on her horizon. Unless maybe she too begins to see a divine vision. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As members of Congress discuss next steps regarding the impeachment inquiry of President Trump, New York Republican Peter King says all the whistleblower information is second or third-hand information. New York Republican Peter King tells Fox News everything we're hearing from the whistleblower is second or third-hand information.
This is a incentive coup by the intelligence community, people within it. There's absolutely nothing in there. This is nothing even close to when President Obama said to Medvedev to tell Putin I'll be more cooperative after the election.
The Intelligence Oversight and Foreign Affairs Committees issued subpoenas today, giving Pompeo until October 4th to turn over the documents, or they will consider him obstructing the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Stocks are down on reports the White House is considering limiting U.S. investments in China. The Dow lost 71 points, the NASDAQ 91, and the S&P closed down 16. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Elizabeth Warren is beginning to look like she's on her way to securing the Democrat nomination. And the ensuing general election battle will be a rerun of Little Bighorn, except, ironically, sitting Bolshevik will be Custer. Trump's going to drag her, kicking and screaming and nagging, always nagging down the Trail of Tears until that glorious November night when Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and maybe Minnesota all express their reservations over sending this tiresome skull to the white wigwam in Washington. Are you one of those true conservatives who gets a little sad at this sort of Mohican mockery? And that's too bad if you are a sissy submissive. You've not seen the last of it, not by a long shot. We've had the Frito-cons, and I believe we are now the Battle-cons. And the Battle-cons, well, we sort of enjoy this. It's just its own. We're never going to get tired of rubbing her cheesy ethnic appropriation into her pale face, nor will Donald Trump. Soon, not senile Joe will be out of the way. And, yeah, rickety pulling aside in part thanks to Trump's Ukrainian briar patch play, Hair Plug One, is headed for the unhappy hunting grounds. And once he's gone, the bad orange man is going to start pounding Hacajawea, and he's not going to stop until he's secured 4 more years. But it's not any sort of moderately amusing tribe jibe that's going to do in her her candidacy. Elizabeth Warren faces some other challenging obstacles on her way to the Oval Office. Foremost among them is that she is Elizabeth Warren. While Kirsten Gillibrand came across as America's first wife, Warren always comes across as the irritating middle school librarian who's constantly demanding that we all use our inside voices and puts up posters that say reading is cool with a picture of the Fonz. Functionaries like that are just fine for keeping seventh graders from burning down the school and for passing out tomes so the girls can, you know, the kids can learn from their ciphering. But grown men and women neither need nor want some national nag pestering them to be better people. For one thing, we are already manifestly better than the cast of weirdos and losers and pinko mutations that make up the base of Elizabeth Warren. At least to a certain degree, Joe Biden seems to know how to deal with normal people, or at least he did before he began his Botox Strangio act over the last few months. But the regular guy act was always a front. The real Joe Biden is just another D.C. insider who plowed the field for his ultra-achiever son, Snorty, to occupy a seat on some Ukrainian oligarch's gas company at north of $50,000 a month when he wasn't face-planted in a heap of Bolivia's best and or working his bro's widow. But at least Gropey Joe could fake being a guy you might conceivably have a beer with. With Warren, when she starts talking about having a beer, it's enough to make you give up drinking. She makes me repelled by the thought of a cold, frosty brew. Cold turkey inspired by a cold turkey. This is not a great candidate. And she's from Massachusetts. For goodness sake. For 50-plus years, the state with the Dropkick Murphys soundtrack has produced a nonstop series of electoral losers. Michael Dukakis, he managed to lose because someone told him he looked butch in a tank. John Kerry, he managed to lose the W. And can we forget Mitt Romney? That Irish setter tormenting Frito Con nerd managed to lose to Candy Crowley even before he lost to Barack, I bought a mansion by the seashore because climate change is a hoax, Obama. The last guy from Boston who pulled it off was JFK, but at least he had scoring with Marilyn Monroe going for him. Maybe the Democrat base thinks that after losing with their last unlikable shrew, the shrews are due. But Elizabeth Warren is so uniquely unlikable to normal Americans, which is the same problem Hillary Clinton had. You know, normal Americans, the ones who don't wander about blue coastal cities introducing themselves with their pronouns, that this would be McGovern, it would be a McGovern-esque route if states like California, New York, and the cold one up in the corner with the maple syrup weren't so full of idiots. And it's going to come down to a handful of states the left typically flies over and that are filled with people that the left despises. You know, the kind of people that actually do the work, that, you know, keep us warm, fed, and safe, the enemies of the Democrat Party. And it says a lot that Big Chief Warren taught at Harvard, albeit solely because of her Apache at scam, is not the thing that will alienate her most from the Midwestern voters. It's her insane catering to the commie contingent in her midst. It is one thing entirely to try to get to the left of the Democrat field during the primaries. It's another to get to the left of the Democrat field during the primaries when you're running against Bernie Sanders. But let's check. Let's do a little checklist, right? Open borders, check. Confiscate your guns, check. Raise your taxes, check. Take your doctor, check. Abortion until the kid can draw his Social Security, check. These are not the positions a serious contender outside of a Brooklyn coffee house or an Ivy League faculty lounge adopts. And then there's her promise to ban fracking. Hear that, all you voters in Western PA and thereabouts? Because she chose the weird weather cultists over you. You get to tell her families that, or tell your families that instead of your six-figure jobs helping us be energy independent, you'll all get to be impoverished again. But ruining your life is a small price to pay for the smug satisfaction our leftist betters will get knowing they pleased Gaia's pigtailed earthy manifestation, Greta Thunberg. Think about it. Your livelihoods are catering to that little Swedish 16-year-old. And for Liz Warren, that's an easy call. Better learn to code. But actually, don't bother. Elizabeth Warren may get nominated. And in fact, it looks like she probably will. But when she and her running mate, whether it be the gun-grabbing furry Willie Brown's fling or Mayor Leftist Lithgow from Footloose, Indiana, enter the general, Trump will be met waiting. He's got money. He's got a lot of it. He's got results. Among them, we will have more money and jobs and no new wars. And he's got the killer instinct to scalp the competition. So let's hope, for the sake of a viable two-party system, that this will be the Democrat Party's radical left's last stand. The left has got to go away. Not necessarily the Democrats, just the left. Just the left. They got to throw that off of them. Throw that yoke off of them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Beto O'Rourke and the entire field of Democrat presidential clown car occupants talk about their big old splashy plans to confiscate or license guns and deny services to gun and ammunition manufacturers. And honestly, that's very unlikely to happen. Now, what is likely, and one thing that I'm beginning to see, although they're not really pushing it so far, and because we're standing up to it, I actually have a little bit of hope for this, but what, do you remember how they, you know, right now smoking is legal, except you're not allowed to smoke anywhere. See what I'm saying? A step-by-step non-legislative action that would sort of nullify the actual practice of the Second Amendment. We have another retailer that has joined a growing list of large shopping locations that are trying to ban open carry of firearms, although in places, people are still carrying open. It's not so much that they're trying to ban it. They want to say, we want to discourage, ask our customers to leave their guns at home. So Giant Eagle, which is a grocery chain, has joined Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Starbucks, Wendy's, Target, and Wegmans as they request customers not open carry a gun unless they are police officers. Giant Eagle has 216 supermarkets, primarily in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania and Ohio are among the 37 states that allow open carry in one form or another. Now, this is what I'm about to tell you is actual reality. It's not me saying this is good or this is bad, okay? Any responsible instructor, any responsible Second Amendment group, any gun club, they will all advise against open carry unless you have a really compelling reason to do so. Even James Yeager at Tactical Response, where in Tennessee, you can get a permit to carry, but they do not tell you how you have to carry. They advised to carry concealed. Now, I'm not worried about those that see this as a provocative act. And I, you know, law enforcement, I mean, in Arizona, everybody carries. I mean, we'll ask Dean in the next hour about this. But, you know, law enforcement seems to accept this in most of the states. But what we also know is that there's no studies that establish open carry that enhances personal security. And we have seen people actually try to, you know, it leads to dangerous confrontations. But in both Pennsylvania and Ohio, citizens do have a right to openly carry a gun as long as that person is a law-abiding citizen and may otherwise own a firearm. And that may be offensive to some, but is still legal to carry. Anti-gun advocates have realized that there is little political will to attempt to encroach on the Second Amendment legislatively and risk the inevitable constitutional challenges. So they're trying a backdoor consumer side approach. If they can't confiscate guns, might they make them unusable? The problem is that open carry is not the only issue involving guns that is in play. It has been accompanied by a number of other non-legislative anti-gun initiatives. Several big retailers, Dick's for example, stopped selling scary-looking black guns, the kind the media likes to call assault weapons, some time ago. Now, I don't have a big issue with that one. I never have. I mean, they're going to go down the tubes. That, you know, where they exist, where it's, you know, red states, they're looked at as idiots. There's one here where I live, and it's right beside a Best Buy, and the Best Buy is always busting, and they are always empty. And you don't have to worry about crowds in there. And here's the other thing about this. Haven't I heard lamentations about how the mom and pop gun stores can't handle it anymore because, or they can't compete because of the big box stores. But here we got big box stores divesting. So isn't this sort of an opportunity for a comeback? Walmart stopped selling handguns in Alaska, handgun ammunition, ammunition for assault rifles, which would be .223 and 5.56 millimeter. It should be noted that those types of ammo are used in a lot of different rifles, most of which don't look like, you know, quote-unquote assault rifles. A few stores, even big ones, not selling .223 and 5.56, will do nothing to mitigate any perceived gun violence, and they must know this. What if a lot of big retailers, maybe all of them, stop selling ammo altogether, and all of a sudden it gets difficult and expensive to find ammo to go to your favorite range? Well, then there will be something to fill that vacuum. Of that, I have no doubt. But for a minute, you might not be able to find ammo for your gun to shoot. But for the naysayers that are out there saying, "Well, all they got to do is just shut down, you know, stop selling." What are we going to do if they stop selling at Walmart? What are you going to do if they stop selling at Walmart? What's the big deal about that? Has Academy Sports stopped selling guns? The closest they came is they took the ARs off the shelf to where you couldn't see them. And then as soon as, and that was just to alleviate certain sensitivities, shall we say. And that went away pretty quick, as fast as it could. But what we have here is they're attempting this potential discouragement of open carry is sort of like when we first got the self-checkout lanes, right? Self-checkout lanes that were to, when they first started, they were to see if we would actually use them. Because us checking ourselves out saves their bottom line, right? So if the general populace gets conditioned to more and more stores and then other public places banning open carry, even if a few people open carry, the anti-gunners then move on to ban concealed carry in those same places. And then, would they then put in metal detectors? That I sincerely doubt. I sincerely doubt that. But if you can't carry in stores where people spend a lot of their time, how long will it be before a lot of people start leaving the gun? They now have no ammo to shoot at home. And granted, What I'm describing here is a nearly impossible situation. But, like, this show got picked up by KTOX in Needles, California, where they have to go to Barstow to buy ammo. They can't go across the border into Arizona to buy ammo because that's illegal because they live in California with a K. But they can and have to go to Barstow to buy it. But there is a way for them to do it. And it sort of makes me wonder why there's not some sort of a gun shop opening in Needles that sells ammo, being that it's a Second Amendment sanctuary and all. So, in the worst case scenario, guns then become effectively off the street without confiscation. And for some people, they look at this and say, this is the long, slow, boil-the-frog process of weaning the public off the exercise of their Second Amendment right. Now, I know that incrementalism is the hallmark of a leftist activist, just like I also know that it is our natural instinct to be free. So, this will be one of those moments where we have to make a decision as to where we say, this is enough. No, I'm not going to do that. You guys want to keep me from coming in your store? Fine. I'll go find another store to go. What Joan of Arc would have done, Joan of Arc would have taken on anything. And she did. They can try to nullify it, but you can't do it. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.